Opening welcome. In this lesson, you'll build a Chase and status-inspired mastering blueprint in Ableton Live 12, a two-chain master audio effect rack that preserves punch, creates a subtle tempo-synced sub-roller, and prepares your track for DJ-friendly delivery. This is a beginner-friendly, stock device workflow that focuses on dynamics, mono-safe lows, and practical export settings for club use. Lesson overview before you start, set your project tempo to the final track tempo, typically 170 to 175 BPM for drum and bass, and save a copy of your mix. We'll use only Live 12 stock devices, audio effect rack, EQ8, multiband dynamics, glue compressor, saturator, auto filter, compressor, utility, limiter and spectrum or meter. Keep a reference track handy and keep a slash bing as you make changes. What you will build, you'll create a master audio effect rack on the master channel with two chains, main master chain, corrective EQ, multiband glue for the low band, gentle saturation, and limiting for loudness control. Sub-roller chain, an isolated low-frequency chain with a tempo-synced auto-filter LFO that gives the sub-band a rhythmic roller motion, blended back and via a rack macro. You'll also prepare a DJ-friendly checklist for mono lows, LUFS targets, and export options. Prepare and audition start by loading your final stereo mix into the project or routing playback through the master. Insert spectrum or meter before the rack so you can observe frequency content. If Live's loudness device is available, insert it too. We'll target integrated LUFS later. Keep an eye on peaks and the overall balance as you work. Build the master rack. Create an audio effect rack on the master channel. Rename the first chain main master. Create a second chain and name it sub roller. The main master will hold full spectrum processing. The sub-roller will host the isolated low-end processing and the tempo-synced movement. Main master chain, step by step 1. EQ8, apply a high pass at roughly 18 to 25 Hz with a steep slope to remove an audible rumble. Make gentle corrective cuts in the 200 to 400 Hz area if needed. Small, surgical reductions, not boosts. 2. Multiband dynamics, split band 1 to cover about 20 to 120 Hz, adjust to taste. Apply light compression on this band, ratio around 1.5 to 2:1, attack 10 to 30 ms, release on auto or fast, aiming for 1 to 3 dB of gain reduction on energetic parts to stabilize sub-energy without squashing it. 3. Glue compressor, set a slowish attack, release on auto, ratio about 2:1, and threshold for very light gain reduction, around 1 to 2 dB, to glue the mix. 4. Saturator, choose soft clip or analog clip and add very subtle drive, just enough for warmth, perhaps 0.5 to 1.5 dB of perceived drive. Use the device's dry/wet or map it to a macro for quick adjustment. 5. Limiter, set a ceiling at minus 1.0 dB or slightly lower if you have an external chain. Turn look-ahead off or keep it minimal for punch. Aim for an integrated LUFS target around minus 6 to minus 8 LUFS for club-ready DNB, measuring with a loudness device. Sub-roller chain, step by step 1. EQ8, configure as a low pass to isolate the sub and deep bass. Start with a cutoff around 120 to 160 Hz. 150 Hz is a good starting point, and use a steep slope to keep mids out of this chain. 2. Compressor or multiband dynamics optional. Apply gentle compression on the isolated sub if it needs taming. Try 2:1 ratio, attack 10 to 20 ms, and a release of around 100 to 200 ms, keeping gain reduction subtle. 3. Auto filter. Set it to low pass mode and sync the LFO to project tempo. Start with a rate of 1/16 or 1/8. For chase and status style roles, 1/16 is a solid starting point. Use a smooth LFO shape like sine or triangle. Keep resonance low, and set the LFO amount modestly. Aim for 10 to 40% so movement is musical, but not wobbly. 4. Utility. Place a utility after the auto filter and set width to 0% to ensure mono low end. This keeps the sub DJ friendly and phase safe. 5. Macros. Map auto filter amount, the sub roller chain volume, and the sub roller EQ cutoff to a single macro labeled sub roller intensity. This gives you one control to dial the effect up or down quickly. Balancing and auditioning, blend the sub roller chain back into the main master without increasing overall loudness. When toggling the roller, match levels using utility gain so you're not fooled by loudness changes. Use the rack's chain selector or mapped macros to turn the roller on and off for quick/B comparisons. Final mastering and DJ checks 1. Mono below 120 Hz. make sure the low end is mono. The simplest approach is the utility in the sub-roller chain set to 0% width. You can also add a final utility after the rack for a switchable mono check if you prefer. 2. Loudness and limiting. Use the loudness device or meter to measure integrated LUFS and target roughly -6 to -8 LUFS for club masters. Keep limiter gain reduction conservative, ideally under 3 to 4 dB on busy sections, and set the ceiling at -1 dB TP. 3. Phase and mono compatibility. Momentarily switch width to 0% and confirm kick and bass translate. If anything collapses, address stereo bass elements at mix stage. 4. Export settings. Render at 24-bit or 32-bit float WAV at 44.1 or 48kHz as required. Deliver at least one full-length master and, if possible, a version with an extended intro slash outro for DJ mixing. Include BPM and key in the file name or metadata. DJ-friendly structure notes: mastering can't reliably change arrangement, so check that the intro slash outro and bass content suit DJs. Ensure bass is present and stable in the intro if you want DJs to mix in immediately. Trim long tails that could interfere with mixing, and include metadata like BPM and key in your file names. Common mistakes to avoid: don't overdo the auto filter LFO. Heavy modulation makes bass wobble and can sound out of tune. Keep it subtle and always a slash B. Never apply the roller to the full mix. Isolate the low end first. Don't chase LUFS aggressively. Too much limiting kills punch. Always mono check below about 120 Hz, and match levels when comparing the roller on and off. Prefer corrective cuts over unnecessary boosts on the main master EQ. Pro tips: map sub-roller intensity and master saturation to macros so you can automate or quickly switch contexts. For a chase and status feel, try a straight 1/16 LFO for tight rolls or dotted values for syncopation. Use the sub-roller only where it helps. Automated in arrangement for drops and grooves. If you have stems, put the roller on a bass bus for cleaner results. Save the rack as a preset to reuse this blueprint. Mini practice exercise 1. Load your final stereo mix at 174 BPM. 2. Build the audio effect rack with main master and sub-roller chains following the walkthrough. 3. On the sub-roller, set auto-filter LFO to 1/16, cut off near 150 Hz, LFO amount around 20%, and utility width to 0%. 4. Measure integrated LUFS with a roller off, then enable it and loudness match using utility gain. 5. Export two versions, Clubmaster with roller.wav and Clubmaster flat.wav. Listen on multiple systems and note which keeps punch while adding groove. Recap and final thought: you've created a two-chain master rack that isolates the subband, adds a subtle tempo-synced roller, preserves dynamics with conservative glue and limiting, enforces mono lows for DJ compatibility, and targets club-appropriate LUFS. Remember, isolate and mono your low end, keep the roller subtle and tempo-synced, measure loudness rather than trusting loudness alone, and prepare DJ-friendly exports with steady low end and clear metadata. If something still feels off, return to the mix or stems. Mastering should be subtle and reversible. That's it. Save your rack, save your project, and test your master across multiple playback systems.